Hello, charitable viewers. We are blessed to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the globe.
Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3, D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907, and the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2. In addition, Supreme Master Television is available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, thousands of Nepalese families are returning home. In ecology news, the European Union proposes global climate change alliance. In cultural news, China pays tribute to her artists. In humanitarian news, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and Angelina Jolie receive Freedom Award. In research news, toothy dinosaur was an herbivore. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, on November 24, 1966, the Asian Development Bank, ADB, was founded by the United Nations Commission for Asia. The specific aim of ADB is to assist the developing member nations to improve their general standard of living. ADB offers technical assistance, loans, grants, and many other forms of help. Their central office is in Manila, the Philippines, with other 26 other offices around the world. Thank you and God bless Asian Development Bank for all you do to improve the lives of people of the region. May heaven bless you with success in your great endeavors.
Fly-in news. Israel sends medicine to Uganda. Uganda announced on Friday that Israel had donated 2.5 tons of medicine this week for those affected by the recent floods. Uganda's First Lady, Janet Museveni, called this humanitarian gesture a show of love from the Israeli people. Israel's ambassador to Uganda, Jacob Kaidar, said our relationship goes beyond politics and trade because of the special historical connection shared between the two countries. Thank you and God bless Israel for this compassionate action toward your brothers and sisters in Uganda. May the Most High continue to bless both nations with long-lasting friendship, prosperity, and peace. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Brian News. Taliban leaders express interest in peace talks. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai announced on Thursday that the number of Taliban members seeking peace is increasing. President Karzai stated, "We have an increasing number of contacts from Taliban from within Afghanistan and from Pakistan. These contacts have especially increased in the past 7 or 8 months. As a matter of fact, only this week I have had more than 5 or 6 major contacts, approaches by the leadership of the Taliban trying to find out if they can come back to Afghanistan. This is wonderful news. Thank you, President Karzai and Taliban leaders, for your continued efforts toward a harmonious society in Afghanistan. May Allah bless your peaceful endeavors with success."
Fly-in news. Spain provides relief aid to Bangladesh. Spain's International Cooperation Agency, AECI, announced the contribution of $1 million in supplies to assist people in Bangladesh after Cyclone Cedar. The 8 tons of relief materials which are being flown to Bangladesh from Spain include medicine, tents, and other basic necessities. Thank you and God bless Spain for your noble and loving support. May heaven comfort and bless the Bangladeshi people as they rebuild and return to their normal lives.
Fly-in news. New Zealand aids Papua New Guinea. New Zealand provides emergency flood assistance to Papua New Guinea with an initial contribution of $76,000 made to the Red Cross. The funds will buy mosquito nets, tarpaulins, water containers, and cooking tools for flood victims. New Zealand's Foreign Minister Winston Peters said that his country is willing to provide more assistance after further assessments are made. Thank you and God bless New Zealand for your generous aid and loving concern. May the flood-affected people of Papua New Guinea be blessed with God's grace as they rebuild their lives.
Fly-in news. Ukraine opens borders to Bulgaria and Romania. Ukraine launched a visa-free program with Bulgaria and Romania, which will facilitate travel among the European neighbors. The border opening is part of an agreement signed by Ukraine and the European Union earlier in June. Congratulations, Ukraine, Bulgaria, and Romania, for graciously opening your doors to one another. May God bless you with friendly, neighborly relations for many years to come.
Lion News. Germany supports renewable energy projects in Chile. Officials from the two countries signed agreements for a $11.5 million donation and for up to $114.5 million credit for the development and promotion of renewable energy in Chile. Chile hopes to further its long-term plans for energy security through these agreements. Thank you and God bless Germany for helping Chile reduce her carbon footprint and improve the lives of her citizens. May heaven grace the people of Germany and Chile with bountiful blessings and happiness.
Fly-in news. European Union assists Uganda in development. The European Union signed 3 agreements last week with the Ugandan government to contribute a total of $126 million for various infrastructure projects. The funds will be used to rebuild primary roads that connect municipalities, as well as improve water supply and sanitation for 16 towns in southern Uganda. The 3-year project will also allocate $2.31 million to refurbish and reconstruct nursing and midwifery schools. Thank you and God bless the European Union for your generous support to Uganda. May all Ugandans be blessed with happiness, prosperity, and love.
Fly-in news. New progress gained in stem cell research. Scientists from the U.S. and Japan announced that stem cells can now be created from a person's own skin without need for cloning technology or the use of embryo cells. This also represents a significant advancement in the area of transplants, as tissue rejection will no longer be a concern. We are elated to hear of this humane and innovative discovery. Thank you, U.S. and Japanese research team, for your noble efforts. May this new medical development be blessed to bring benefit to many.
Lion News. China increases international cooperation to address climate change. At the ASEAN summit in Singapore on Wednesday, Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao has expressed his willingness to cooperate with other Asian nations to address global warming. He plans to host an international climate change forum next year. China also hopes to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions to their 2005 levels and hold them at that level. He said, China is earnestly addressing climate change because this is an issue facing mankind. A big thanks to China and Premier Wen for your dedication to preserving our precious planet. May God's grace inspire leaders throughout Asia and the world to cooperate on effectively addressing climate change.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Busan, Korea. Upon hearing that Supreme Master Qinghai's personally written book, The Birds in My Life, reached the number one position of Amazon.com bestseller ranking for all books, our association members in Busan, Korea happily celebrated this wonderful news. They expressed, "We are convinced that this one book will convey tranquility and love to all people. Indeed, with blessings of the Most High, may the unconditional love between Supreme Master Qinghai and her birds be an inspiration to all."
In world news, Nepalese families returning home. Aid agencies report that more than 5,000 displaced families in Nepal will be able to return home by December 2007. The Nepal Red Cross Society is working with other agencies to ensure the families have a smooth return to their own villages. Thank you, and God bless all the aid agencies for your help to the returning families. May heaven bless the families with all peace and joy in being back home. Coming up on Noteworthy News, 56 Chinese artists are awarded Double Star Award. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Keep you dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Hello, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Bernard the Bear, with an environmental tip for today. When building and renovating a house, you might want to choose eco-friendly materials. There are great timber alternatives, such as composite wood made from reclaimed hardwood sawdust, and plastic wood made from recycled plastic. These materials can be used for house support beams, flooring, decking, and any other application where timber is used. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather from around the world.
Ecology News, Global Climate Change Alliance to help people of developing nations. European Commissioner for Development and Humanitarian Assistance, Louise Michel, has proposed a Global Climate Change Alliance between the European Union and developing nations. The purpose is to help the people of these nations deal with the global effects of climate change. Thank you, European Union, for your caring initiative. May our precious planet be protected with God's grace.
In cultural news, Chinese artist awarded double star. 56 Chinese artists involved in many areas of the arts, including television, film, dance, acrobatic, singing, and comedy, were awarded the National Double Star Award. Thank you, China, for recognizing the wonderful artistic talents in your great country. May heaven bless the artists to continue to bring joy to the multitude. Up next on Supreme Master Television Noteworthy News, 110 million year old Nigersaurs ate lots of veggies. We'll go and be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In humanitarian news, Freedom Award is given to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and Angelina Jolie. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and its Goodwill Ambassador, Angelina Jolie, received the annual Freedom Award from the International Rescue Committee. High Commissioner Antonio Guterres said at the ceremony in New York, USA,
The Freedom Award is a symbol that we will only be able to fully enjoy our freedom when everyone else is able to enjoy theirs. Thank you, and God bless United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and Ms. Angelina Jolie for your dedicated work. May the Almighty protect and help all refugees, especially in challenging times.
In research news, Nigel Sawles loved his veggies. Nigel Sawles is a 110 million year old dinosaur whose fossil remains were first found in Niger in the 1950s. Dr. Paul Sereno, a paleontologist at the University of Chicago, USA, analyzed the bones and gave the dinosaur the name Nigel Sawles in 1999. Dr. Sereno and his colleagues have further studied the 9-meter-long dinosaur and found that the herbivore had 500 to 600 teeth that could be replaced. The researchers believe that teeth were used to cut vegetation, mainly ferns and horse tails, to eat. It seems that vegetables were favored by the ancient creature for millions of years ago. Thank you, Dr. Sereno and colleagues, for your interesting discovery about the lovely Niger Sawles.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Sharing Roles.
刚结婚的一对夫妇啊，坐在一起，然后谈了怎么安排自己，当孩子事情。那个他的那个先生跟太太说，我们现在自己要谈啊，在这个家里面啊，谁应该当什么什么的哈。你想当啊那个主席，我是想当那个总经理啊。然后那个太太说，我两个都不要，都是给你当啊。先生好高兴说，哇，这样子啊。 那你当什么呢？他说，我当那个财务部长。<笑>
And now for our viewers' helpline. This helpline was sent by Bahar from Iran.
Dear sir, I'm one of your fans and watch your TV program every day. Also, I live in Iran. I have some questions. Where are you from? Can I send you email in Persian? Sincerely, Bahar.
Dearest Bahar, thank you for your sweetheart line. We are based in Los Angeles, California, USA, and our programs are broadcast internationally. We are admirers of all cultures and love to share the beauty of each with the world. And yes, you may email us in Persian. Thanks again for watching, Bahar. May Allah bless you and your loved ones abundantly.
Do you have a helpline today? Thank you for joining us on today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your days be blessed with friendship and love. See you again soon.